almost 1 in 10 drivers who use the crossing are still not paying the charge when they should do. And the question is, why is that the case? Is it because of a lack of signage, inadequate signage on the approaches to the crossing? Is it something to do with the whole system? This is something that needs to be ironed out. All those people who do pay their way will want to know why so many people are getting away with it. Overall, there was a large profit made from the crossing, but it was pointed out that because of the initial leniency of Highways England towards drivers who didn't pay the charge, perhaps because they weren't educated in how to do it, perhaps because the signage wasn't correct, that income, that profit could have been even greater. So the question mark going forward is, how do we ensure, how does Highways England ensure that all drivers who use the Dartford crossings understand what is required of them and make that contribution? There were some real problems back in 2015-16 with the free flow tolling. The back systems didn't seem to be operating properly, and that there was a lot of revenue lost because of that. Highways England would say that things have improved, but we would ask whether it's improved enough. Are the signs still correct and adequate to make sure that drivers are aware of what is required of them? Do they understand how they should pay? And if they don't pay, are the back office systems now absolutely correct so that those people can be chased up? There'll be a lot of drivers who are paying their way who want to make sure that those who seem to be getting away without paying the charge are chased and penalised accordingly. Many drivers thought that way back in 2002, when the QE2 bridge had been paid for, that the tolls, the charges would be gotten rid of. That wasn't the case. We're left with this charge. It's called a congestion charge, a road user charge. And each year it brings in many tens of millions of pounds for government. Drivers will be perhaps annoyed about that. It's a bit of like a postcode lottery that down in the southeast, drivers using that particular stretch of road are being penalised, are having to pay their way, where in other parts of the country these charges don't exist. I guess the best that they can hope for is that that money will be used to enhance the crossing. I think anybody who's travelled on Kent's roads will recognise the wear and tear that they suffer. We live in a very busy part of the country, and I think Kent drivers would like to see a great deal of this huge surplus, this profit, being spent on local roads in Kent, on the motorways, on the dual carriageways, and then on the new Lower Thames crossing, which will hopefully alleviate some of the congestion we see on a daily basis at Dartford.